Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. This morning we're going to start off with a definition. I have people say to me all the time, this is kind of a stupid question, but I need to know this. Well, here's my definition of a stupid question. If you already know the answer, then it's a stupid question. If you don't know the answer, it's never a stupid question. An example, you come up to me and you say, well, hello, Dr. Leonard, what's your name? That's a stupid question. Don't ask that one. I'm going to tell you some of the questions that I get. If you think that this particular question came from you, probably not true. It probably came from a half a dozen other people. So I'm not picking on anybody. I just want you to know that sometimes I get questions that I have to deal with. One time I had a person call me and said, I need to have my purebred dog spayed. And I said, why? And they said, well, it was bred by the neighbor's dog, so I know that every puppy born after that, no matter who I breed it to, is going to be classified as a mutt. No, that's not true. The first litter that's just got bred, they're going to be mutts. They're going to be crossbreds. Probably very good dogs, but they're going to be crossbreds. Next time, breed it to a purebred, and they will be purebreds. They'll be able to be registered. So no reason to have your dog spayed because it got bred by a strange dog. There's something in the business called line breeding. Line breeding is when you breed a mother to a son, father to a daughter, that type of breeding. I had a person call me and tell me that this happened. His male dog bred an offspring of his. He said, somebody told me that if that happens, all the puppies born are going to be walking backwards. Is that true? No, it's not true. The puppies will not walk backwards because you line bred them. What line breeding actually does is what we call purifies the genetics. If you have great genetics, you're going to end up with really, really great dogs. If you have poor genetics, you're going to end up with some dogs that are not so great. Another thing that I get asked pretty often is, are dogs' mouths cleaner than humans? I've always heard that. No, it probably isn't true. Their mouths are just as dirty as yours and mine are plenty dirty, believe me. The reason that you get that is because dogs lick their wounds and they heal them. They don't have any magical powers with licking other than they keep the wound clean. You do the same thing when you put a bandage on a cut. You keep it clean. That's what helps it heal faster. So dogs' mouths are not cleaner than humans. They're not necessarily any worse either. Here's a question I get pretty often. And this one kind of, I don't know, somehow it irritates me a bit. I don't have any money. When can I bring my dog in? Well, the logical answer to that is when you have money. That would be like going to the grocery store and going into the manager and saying, I don't have any money, but I'm going to fill up my cart and leave. Is that okay with you? I doubt seriously the manager of the grocery store is going to say, oh, sure, that's just fine. And to be real honest with you, we don't say that either. I had a lady call me one time, and a little bit of background about her. She has three children, natural-born children. And she wanted to know how long the gestation period was for a dog, from the time they're bred until they have the puppies, called gestation period. I said, well, 62 to 63 days, plus or minus 3 days. That's normal gestation on a dog. Heard a pause on the other end, and she said to me, do you count Sundays? I said, yes, you have to count Sundays. This isn't Lent. You don't skip Sundays like you do in the 40 days of Lent. Yes, every day counts. Another question I get more often than I'd like is, my dog is breeding another dog, and they're tied together, and how do I get them apart? The real answer is, you can't. It's the way nature designed dogs. When the male is breeding the female, he swells up, she swells up, and they're stuck together for about 20 minutes. That's when they're doing the breeding. There's nothing you can really do. If you try to separate them, you may cause a lot of injury, either to the male or to the female or both. So don't do it. You're too late. They have mated. And puppies are the next thing on your agenda to deal with. Here's the one I get in the middle of the night. So usually, not always, but usually between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning. I answer the phone with my sleepy voice, saying, this is Dr. Leonard, how may I help you? And they say, my dog is dying, my dog is dying, what can I do? I need you right away, my dog is dying. Well, that's a pretty strange thing to say, and most of the time it's not true. What is true is they're probably having a seizure. Every time I hear that initial panicked voice on the other end in the middle of the night, I can almost bet it's a seizure. So basically what I do is I try to get the people to calm down, give them about a 5 to 7 minute lecture on seizures, And by the time I get done with my little lecture at 2 o'clock in the morning, the dog is out of the seizure and is looking around like, what just happened to me? I just don't know what happened. So that's one of those that is pretty scary to you. The first time you see a convulsion, you do need to call me, but don't be too panicky. I'll walk you through what's going on. One lady called me one time and she said, my dog has cancer. Now this was about 10 o'clock at night and you need to see him. I said, well, what makes you think it has cancer? Well, I found a bump. I said, where is it? Well, the bump's on his right side, right over his ribs. How big is it? Oh, about the size of a dime. I said, well, I don't believe that's cancer. I believe that that's where I gave him his rabies vaccination about 2 weeks ago. This is a very common thing to happen. When we give rabies vaccinations under the skin, it causes a bump about 2 weeks later. So I tried to explain this to her. She insisted, no, he has cancer. So I explained, if in fact your dog does have cancer, I'm probably not going to do anything about it tonight at 10 o'clock. So bring him in the morning, and I will be happy to take a look at it. She got very insistent with me that I had to see her dog because she was sure it had cancer, and she wanted to know right away. I often think sometimes, do you call your MD in the middle of the night with questions like this? But that's my job. I answer questions. Ended up, I went down 10:30 at night, looked at her dog, explained to her what it was. It was a bump from the rabies, and she went home satisfied, and I got to go back and go to bed. I get a call every so often that says, when should I give my dog its next pill? I said, well, do you have a bottle with the medicine in it? Yes. I said, can you read the label? Yes. I said, what does it say? Well, it says one tablet 2 times a day. Okay, that would be one in the morning and one at night, 12 hours apart. That would be the logical thing. Oh, okay. Thank you. Here's one that I get more often than I'd like. It's going to be the last one, but listen to this one. Guy calls me up and said, Doc, you saw my dog about 2 months ago and you gave him some medicine. Is it okay if I give him the rest of the medicine now? You know what? I need more information than that. I'm sorry. I see, on average, about 20 dogs a day, 2 months, 60 days. So I've seen 1,200 dogs since I saw your dog. And to be real honest with you, I'm getting a little older and my memory isn't quite that good. Besides, I usually don't remember what the medicine is. I rely on you to hang on to the bottle and tell me what it is. I need more information when you make that kind of a call. Have your bottle ready and maybe I can help you over the phone or maybe you need to come see me. This is Dr. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. And as always, our number is 243-2121. And keep asking me those silly questions. I can make another radio program one day. Thanks.